Eisenhower Health is proud to present in their series of healthy podcasts, This is Living Well with Eisenhower Health. Healthcare as it should be with Bill Klaproth.
According to the American Cancer Society, breast cancer is the most common cancer among women, except for skin cancers. About 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop invasive breast cancer during their lifetime. And here to talk with us about detecting breast cancer with mammography is Dr. Deborah Liebman, a radiologist with Eisenhower Health, and Danielle Higgins, manager of both Eisenhower Schnitzer Novak Breast Center locations. Dr. Liebman and Danielle, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Liebman, let's start with you. Can you speak to the importance of mammography? Why is it still the standard for ensuring breast health?
Well, first of all, Bill, thank you for having me today. And as advanced as some of our technologies have become, mammography is still the only proven screening test that has been shown to reduce mortality from breast cancer. So despite the fact that we have other tools, mammography is the only method that has been proven scientifically to reduce death from breast cancer in a screening situation. And it is also the only means we have of seeing microcalcifications, which do not necessarily show up on a breast ultrasound nor on an MRI. So the basic study of a mammogram has been shown to reduce mortality from breast cancer through early detection and is the only modality we have to detect microcalcifications, which is often the first sign of breast cancer.
So it truly is the gold standard. And Eisenhower still supports women getting their first mammogram at 40. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. There was much discussion a couple of years ago as to when women should begin screening, but the guidelines have been set where women at the age of 40 should have their baseline mammogram and then start screening every year after that.
This is Dr. Liebman again. Women of average risk should begin their mammograms at 40. There are women under certain circumstances that should begin their screening mammograms and perhaps even other studies such as ultrasound or MRI at an earlier age, depending on risk factors.
And Dr. Liebman, let's stay with you. Speaking of age, since we have an older population in Southeastern California, should women continue getting a mammogram beyond their 60s?
Well, absolutely, especially in an environment that we live in where 60 is like the new 30. That's what I like to say. But generally, there are no established guidelines as to when women should stop having mammograms. So the best way to make a determination about that is really the quality of the woman's life. If she's active and out and playing tennis and pickleball and golf and she's 90, she should have a mammogram. And the general rule of thumb is if you don't have any other diseases, and you have a life expectancy of greater than 10 years, you should continue having yearly mammograms.
Great information. And Dr. Liebman, I'm going to stay with you for a minute. Can you talk about Eisenhower's use of digital breast tomosynthesis or 3D mammography?
Yes, absolutely. I first wanted to take a moment to thank Bighorn Behind a Miracle for their incredibly generous support of the not only the breast center, but the entire cancer center, which has enabled us to have this cutting-edge technology. So we've been digital for quite some time, and now the latest upgrade is this three-dimensional or tomosynthesis. And how that improves breast cancer detection is sort of the way if you compare a chest x-ray to a CAT scan and looking for lung cancer. So on a chest x-ray, you see the lungs, you see the heart, you see the spine, but everything's overlapping, and you can't suss one tissue out from the other. Same thing with a two-dimensional mammogram. You're taking a three-dimensional object, the breast, and viewing it in two dimensions. So what the tomogram allows us to do is take much thinner slices through the breast in our acquisition of the images. And that accomplishes two key goals. Number one, it increases the breast cancer detection rate, meaning true positive. Why? Because it gets rid of all the overlapping tissue that could be obscuring this mass that we're looking for. So it's especially useful in dense-breasted women for that reason. The second reason it's a fantastic test is it also reduces the number of false positives, meaning if something is just due to overlapping structures but appears like it's a mass because of the way you're viewing it, when you acquire the images three-dimensionally or by thin slices, you can remove that overlapping tissue and see there's actually nothing there. So it enables you to find more things, increasing your true positive or cancer detection rate while calling less people back who don't have an abnormality, meaning less false positives. So you're going to find more cancers and reduce unnecessary cost and anxiety in women who turn out to not have any lesions at all.
So there are clear benefits to the use of digital breast tomosynthesis. And Danielle, is it true most insurance providers cover the use of tomosynthesis, including Medicare?
Yes, Medicare was one of the first insurances to cover 3D tomosynthesis, and other insurance companies have followed suit on that. Almost all insurances today do cover the 3D tomosynthesis, and we're hoping that by next year, all of them are covered by it.
And Dr. Liebman, Eisenhower has additional testing as well, like ultrasound and MRI as needed. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We are a full-service breast center. We do mammography. We do breast ultrasound. We do breast MRI. We do every manner of breast biopsy, ultrasound-guided, stereotactic-guided, MRI-guided. And we are also having installed at this very moment the latest and greatest in biopsy tables and techniques. And again, thank you to the generosity of the Bighorn Behind a Miracle, because that is how we purchased this piece of equipment.
Wow, that's really good information. And Danielle, if you could wrap it up for us, or Dr. Liebman, whoever wants to take it, what else should we know about breast cancer mammography?
Well, I would like to warn women about what they read in the lay press and magazines and whatnot, because we have to remember that a lot of this information, there's a reason for why some of this misinformation is being disseminated, and not to believe everything you read when it comes to issues regarding mammograms, or why not to do it, or this is, or some technologies are better. The truth of the matter is every woman with breasts from the age of 40 on should have a mammogram. There's really no reason not to. The radiation is minimal. The benefits are tremendous. And there's no other study out there. There's other modalities that people will try to tout that don't involve radiation. There's things like thermography. There's all kinds of other ancillary and unproven methods that you just be careful of, you know, what is the motivation behind whatever it is that you're reading. Oftentimes it's financial. Certain, you know, insurance just doesn't want to cover it. And there's all kinds of non-scientific reasons that you're going to read about. Just be wary of the source.
Well, that's a really good way to wrap this up. And Dr. Liebman and Danielle, thank you both for your time. To learn more, visit EisenhowerHealth.org. That's EisenhowerHealth.org. This is Living Well with Eisenhower Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.